Hi, I'm Scott Hallman, your pastor for the day. Today I want to dovetail on WMHR's fall fundraiser theme of Live Life in Light of Eternity in the glow of 1 Timothy 6:12. 1 Timothy 6:12 says, "Fight the good fight of faith, take hold of the eternal life to which you were called, and you made the good confession in the presence of many witnesses." What that means to me is to stand up for your beliefs, even in the face of opposition that threatens to derail you for it, as today's cancel culture does as part of its strategy of getting what it wants. For example, the family is a threat to cancel culture. If a child trusts his or her parents, outside forces shouldn't be able to gain a foothold. But if they don't, in their immaturity, they're often able to be pulled away, lost often forever. Today's cancel culture wants us to believe a man can give birth, so it tries to change our language from mother to birthing parent, from the definition of a woman to saying that it can't be defined, by proclaiming a doctor can only guess at the sex of a baby he or she has just delivered. The world has only 7 years left, according to some. I could go on and on, but the bottom line is if we looked at these things 10 years ago, we'd say they're crazy. Now we can't say that for fear of being canceled. Targeted by these people as racist, homophobic, and needing to be discarded, i.e. canceled. Or can we say them? My interpretation of 1 Timothy 6:12 is yes. We not only can say a man can't give birth, and of course we can tell the sex of a baby, but we must. The second part of the verse refers to our baptism, where we promised in front of many witnesses to obey our God and praise Jesus Christ and do as they direct in their holy word and let them deal with the kickback from the secular evil world. We live on a different plane than the secular world. I drive around neighborhoods where Trump signs stay up for a day or two before they're torn down, but the Harris Wall signs stay up untouched. What's that say about one side versus the other? We don't need no stinking signs. Which side is living in fear? 1 Timothy 6:12 doesn't promise good things will immediately result by fighting the good fight, but encourages us to cling to the knowledge that we'll enjoy eternity in heaven by keeping the promise we made at our baptism. That's where our focus needs to be. I can tell you firsthand that heeding these thematic words of 1 Timothy very well could result in reducing your quality of life on earth. But God has promised us not only all that we need here on earth, but in eternity in heaven without trouble, sickness, poverty, or worry. Focus on that, cling to that, and watch God work in your life. I have and have never regretted it. We're all voting in 3 weeks, right? Please vote for the candidate that will do the best job of bringing us as a nation closer to God. One verse in the Bible that you may have glossed over in your reading, but like the entire book, the Bible is relevant, timely, and yet timeless, and offers instruction for everything we do here on earth. Let's read it again in this context. Fight the good fight of faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called, and you made the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. Words to live by. This has been Scott Hallman, your pastor for the day. Do your best, and let God do the rest.